91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Feel free to go there. And KFC is not offering snack buckets for everyone. It is a con. Click on that link and you will get a virus. The Zondo Commission's investigators want to analyze the bank accounts of Police Minister Becky Cleary and companies linked to him. Four companies linked to the police minister have been flagged, three of which he is still an active director. Naughty, naughty. The commission has sent subpoenas to major banks to have a look at Cleary's financial records at the above companies. Online for comment is political analyst and lecturer at China University of Technology, Levi Ndu. Levi, welcome.
Shafiq, good afternoon to you. Thank you for having me on 91.3.
Only a pleasure. I see that Police Minister Becky Cleary is in a little bit of a spotlight bother, let's put it that way. When he was previously a minister, he was linked to a scandal about rentals for the police services, that when he was commissioner. And now we have this.
Yes. Is it surprising? I wouldn't say no. It can be surprising because there seems to be a trend by some politicians that immediately when they become politicians, they also want to become business people.
Yeah, yes.
But what might be the problem might be that somebody might have become suspicious of something that is happening with his companies or with his finances, and then decided to report the matter to the commission. And obviously, if we all fighting against crime and in the main corruption, where I would expect the police minister to cooperate and provide all the necessary information that is required.
I think the South African public is going to be very disappointed if Mr. Cleary is found having done something wrong, or he hadn't declared this to the parliamentary record that they have to do, because he's been enjoying a very high profile as a police minister, and many people see him on as an effective hands-on minister. So this is a difficult moment for us, isn't it?
We are very lucky in South Africa in the sense that there are guidelines for a number of things, especially in terms of how one has to behave. If you occupy a certain position in society, there's always guidelines on how you should behave, how you should declare whatever has to be declared. And transparency and openness, it's always supposed to be the way to go. And I would love to agree with you, Shafiq, that indeed, if there has not been any form of declaration, he's going to be in big trouble and South Africans are going to be disappointed. But it's actually going to be worse if some corrupt activities can then be found in those activities. And indeed, with the work that he does, with the confidence that society has in him, and with the manner in which he conducts his activities as a police minister, that will be a huge blow to himself and to the entire South African population.
I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm asking myself the questions, why? I mean, you made the original point that whenever anybody goes into politics, they think they must also go into business at the same time. And I'm just sitting here thinking, why, oh, why, oh, why? I'm not saying the man is guilty, but it certainly is something that's worrying, particularly in terms of the stability of SAPS, who are not enjoying the happiest of times.
Yes, indeed. But also at the same time, we might also decide to politicize it. Any high-profile individual who can be reported to the Zondo Commission, the commission will be pressurized and will take an obligation to make an investigation on those people, because they need to act in an open, unbiased, and transparent manner, and be seen to be fulfilling the mandate given to them by South Africans. And some might open cases for the purposes of smear campaign. Some might actually report these issues because they've got genuine reasons to do so. But then at the end of the day, all has to be in the hands of the commission, and the commission must then also have to do all the thorough investigations and then provide all the necessary solutions and recommendations. But at the end of the day, with the level of corruption in the, that has implicated police officers, and now the Zondo Commission gunning for the police minister, indeed, that is something quite disturbing, and it affects the confidence that ordinary citizens have in our police force.
Now, if we look at the whole situation, this emphasizes how important the Zondo Commission, isn't it? The fact that they are subpoenaing one of President Cyril Ramaphosa's top ministers at the moment. So people like former President Jacob Zuma and Lucky Montana of PRASA, who over the weekend were throwing shots at the Zondo Commission, they won't have much to say when they see that the Zondo Commission is acting impartially.
There has been attempts to stop the existence of the commission. There has been attempts to throw the stones on the Zondo Commission so that the commission should lose credibility. But I think that is not necessary at this stage. What we have now is the Zondo Commission that is dealing with corrupt activities, and it is clear that there is no turning back. So if you are requested to go and appear before the Zondo Commission, the best thing to do is to go and appear and provide evidence. Indeed, there are people who have got their own doubts or fears about what is happening at the commission, but I don't think this is the right time to raise such issues. The commission is here, the commission is doing its job, and the commission must finish its job. And all we need to do as South Africans is to do what we have agreed upon, to allow the Commission of Inquiry to come in and look at the extent in which corruption is manifesting itself in the South African population. And indeed, if we work together, we must then be able to say, these are the recommendations of the Commission. How best can we fight against this big animal and ensure that money that is meant for the poor, the vulnerable South Africans actually reaches their hand and make their lives better?
Absolutely. Levi Ndu, political analyst at the Tshwane University of Technology, thanks for chatting to us. Do enjoy the rest of the day.
You're welcome, Shafiq, and all the listeners will also enjoy their day.
Thank you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.